It's the 26th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford patrons of Brewhouse and Kitchen were stunned by the surprise permanent closure of the establishment last Monday. The microbrewery, specialising in local beers, has occupied the building at 115 High Street since 2016, taking over from J.D. Weatherspoon's Banker's Draft. BK was founded in 2012 by Simon Bunn and Chris Gumbrell and has 20 other locations across the country that are still open for business. Amber Taverns, a company with 164 locations in the UK, is expected to purchase the premises within a few weeks. Bedfordshire Police are investigating whether packages of Aldi's Village Bakery white tortilla wraps were tampered with at their Dunstable warehouse. The recall product, which should not be consumed, may contain metal fragments. Several teenagers were chased by Bedfordshire police officers based on suspicious activity in the Hightown section of Luton. It was later discovered that one of the group wielded a machete to rob their victim of £300 and an iPhone. Two arrests were made, with both teens under conditional release. Pending charges include suspicion of robbery and attempted robbery. Midland Road in Bedford may soon receive a £5 million facelift courtesy of a Towns Fund investment in the area. Council plans involve turning the Midland Road corridor from Ashburnham Road to Greyfriars into Bedford's second High Street. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.